This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Today was a good day. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Why do I hear all this air? This is me. That was me. Why do I have that air at that setting? Why is that setting doing... Okay, I fixed it. Second hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney. Second Call Defense, the world according to Second Call Defense. That's coming up second hour. I do love self-discovery. Self-discovery is one of those good things. And I've been thinking about, and I've still got a lot of fine tuning to do, but I think I've made a move in the right direction. Shooting a handgun for me in a defensive setting means I'm sending a wall of lead somebody's way, which means I'm shooting it as fast as I can go. I'm running it as hard as I can. But in order for me to do that with any degree of confidence, I need to be reasonably assured that when I put the sights on something, that's where the round is going. And part of my problem has been that although I am grouping decently, it's not going where I'm putting the sights. And that bothers me to a degree. So I got to thinking about that a little bit today. And just on a whim, I sought out an old friend of mine that I used to work with, Darren. And we went to the range. And I just practiced the slowest shooting I could, very aware of the trigger. And I'm almost back on the center line. Now, I've got a few more things I got to do first. And when I'm shooting weak side, when I shoot left-handed, it still goes to the right. And I don't shoot enough left-handed for it to really matter, but I have been practicing doing that because I need to be able to shoot with both hands, especially since I discovered the other day what it's like when you're not shooting very well at all. So today was a good day. I actually enjoyed the shooting part of it. For the last week or so when I've been going, I've really been dreading it. I've been thinking, wow, what a waste of ammo I'm doing here. What am I doing with my life? And, you know, all this other stuff. And then finally I get there today and I took my trusty Agency Arms Glock 17 field gun with me. And she ran beautifully. Everything was, it wasn't clicking. It wasn't clicking the way I want to. But now this means now I can, you know, when my guy Raven here decides he wants us to go train at his range, the SWAT range, I can then start working those drills of letting them go fast. I'll be taking the Glock 21 next time I go. If I can do it with a 17, maybe I can do it with a 21 as well. And that'll be good. That'll be some good stuff. So, yes, any day on the range is a good day. And when you're actually hitting what you're looking at and you've got a cluster of impacts in one, something about the size of an oversized softball, finally it's beginning to work. Although it still feels weird. I still don't have this natural feel that I used to have when I stuck the gun out in front of me. But it's coming back. It is coming back. And we're going to start documenting some of this stuff. I put a video up of it. It's coming up on the, it's on my social media now, and I'm getting ready to post it to YouTube. Just some stuff that's happened. And the people that have, the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership and Raven One, who's a listener, but he's also a SWAT officer here in town. And everybody that's talked to me about this and made their comments and everything, I really appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate the fact that you cared enough about what was going on with me to point some things out, because recovering from a heart attack and open heart surgery is uncharted territory for me. And getting back into the groove of shooting again was not something I expected to have a lot of trouble with. So, and I've been having a lot of trouble with it, a lot of trouble. And now that I'm going to go back and see if I do it again tomorrow. I'm going to go back and see if I shoot as well tomorrow as I did today. Because not too long, a week ago, I went there on a Wednesday and I started pulling it back towards the center and up a little bit, which is exactly what I needed to do. And I went back a day and a half later, and it was all over the place. It was horrible. I was hitting, it was unreal how bad it was. Absolutely unreal. So, but getting the mojo back is worth the work. It's worth the work, because I've never had an issue with handguns before. I mean, I carried, in the military, I carried a 1911 because I was an M60 gunner. So I had to go qualify with that a lot. And I mean, in Germany, every time we went to into the field in Grafenwehr at Hohenfels, they would make us qualify. So instead of qualifying once a year, we qualified once a month. So I got a lot of trigger time on that, and I learned how to fine-tune it. And I got some old NCOs to teach me the finer points of, you know, what they were talking about, the pistol craft as they had known it, because most of these guys have been in Vietnam. Of course, I listened to them. So, not walking out on the range and pulling the trigger, sticking a gun out front and pulling the trigger on it, and it not going anywhere near where I thought it was supposed to go, that was the biggest humbling experience I've ever had in my life. But I didn't let it stop me. I don't know if that's to my credit or what. I've got such, you know, with a sponsor like agency or a sponsor like Reactive Gunworks that, you know, make such nice weapons, sell such nice weapons, why wouldn't I go out there and shoot them? So I've been going out there and shooting them. And finally today, I felt like I didn't waste the ammo. So shooting on the range and not wasting the ammo is always a good day. It is a good day. Working on the skill set, because, you know, we just saw what happened in Brussels and everything. And, you know, at some point, we may be facing something like that. And I will not have the ISIS welcome wagon bag on my back when that happens. I will probably have one of my agency arms Glocks. And being able to manipulate and run that tool the way it's supposed to be run will do me in good stead. And that's why I'm doing it now. So, among other things, I'm also working on getting a few, I'm working on getting smaller. I'm dieting and all this other stuff. So, maybe it's a comeback. Maybe I get to a point to where I almost feel viable again. It's certainly worth a shot. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
connection between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I need to do a video about them. I've had more than one delivery come from them, and their speed and reaction time is what I need to make a video about, but that's all right. In the meantime, while I'm sitting here being very satisfied with them, the political left is up in arms, like they always are, because the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously slapped down a very poorly reasoned Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruling that stun guns were not covered under the Second Amendment. Now, I don't like the dry language of any court decision, so let's sum it up, okay? The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court attempted to make a three-part claim in Caetano versus Massachusetts that stun guns aren't covered under the right to bear arms because, number one, stun guns were not in common use in the 1790s when the Second Amendment was written. Number two, stun guns are dangerous and unusual. Number three, stun guns are not readily adaptable to military service use. What's that got to do with anything? So this was nothing, you know, this is where any high school sophomore could have stepped in and done the same thing. They reasoned that the Second Amendment only applies to muskets argument dressed up in legal terminology. The unanimous decision of the U.S. Supreme Court to the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court was essentially, you guys are idiots. That just makes me laugh. As they slap down each point as being absurd. For the left, this is causing no small degree of consternation for an anti-gun group that, you know, who grounds everything they do on the same sophomoric argument. Where's this coming from? Is that from Slate? This may be from Slate. When Justice Antonin Scalia died, court watchers on the left and right assumed that once a new liberal took his seat, the court would move quickly to reverse or limit Scalia's most important decision, District of Columbia versus Heller, which reinterpreted the Second Amendment to provide an individual right to bear arms. On Monday, however, the Supreme Court issued a brief, unsigned opinion, simultaneously reaffirming Heller and arguably even expanding it. Think of the conniptions that's going on right now. Most surprisingly, the decision noted no dissents, meaning the liberal justices presumably endorsed it. This silence from the left doesn't necessarily mean that the court's progressive bloc is now embracing an absolutist Second Amendment jurisprudence, but it does suggest at the very least that liberals are waiting for a sympathetic colleague before chipping away at Heller, and may indicate that the progressive justices are hesitant to move against Heller at all. This guy, Mark Joseph Stern of Slate, shows the same historical and legal ignorance as most progressives in arguing that Heller reinterpreted or expanded, what's up, Big Bear, expanded the Second Amendment. That's a patently false claim. Anyone with even a passing familiarity with the speeches and letters and broadsheets authored by the Founding Fathers would be able to tell you that. The Second Amendment did not create a right to bear arms, nor did Heller manufacture such a right through reinterpretation or expansion. When John Adams and his contemporaries wrote and then ratified the Second Amendment, they were recognizing a pre-existing natural right of all people to be armed for their self-defense. That natural right to arms predates the Constitution, predates the Bill of Rights, predates liberals. It's provided to us by our Creator. It cannot be issued or taken away by man, and the laws that disarm people to tip the balance of power to the government over the people. In effect, every single federal gun law without exception are therefore blatantly unconstitutional. Is this a radical viewpoint? In the modern context, there are a lot of people that would say it is. I completely agree with it. Founding Fathers were, as a matter of history, right-wing extremists. Tenchi Cox, Pennsylvania delegate to the Continental Congress, explained the purpose of the Second Amendment to his fellow citizens in the Pennsylvania Gazette on February 1788. The militia of these free commonwealths, entitled and accustomed to their arms when compared with any possible army, must be tremendous and irresistible. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Is it feared then that we shall turn over our arms, each man against his own bosom? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will remain in the hands of the people. We all are the militia. We have always all been the militia. We have a constitutional right to whatever terrible implement of the soldier we desire to carry as militiamen, up to and including, in contemporary context, real assault rifles and fully automatic machine guns. Do stun guns have a militia use? Are stun guns covered under the Second Amendment? No doubt about it. So, it's time that the courts stop attempting to reinterpret the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and simply accept them for precisely what the Founding Fathers meant those documents to be. I've done it already. I did it when I took the oath. If modern Americans are too spineless and weak to accept the Constitution as it is written, the correct remedy, let's have a constitutional convention, y'all. Who wants it? I'm not afraid to do that. The Constitution is not this craven, living document nonsense you keep throwing my way. It may sound sophisticated. It may sound modernistic, but I've seen pictures of it in the frame. It doesn't look like it's inhaling. The problem here is that there's too many people like Big Polly or Potts or Raven or Kakarot or Big Bear. Too many ninjas out there that, even if I don't exist and they have no commonality between them, the one thing they believe in is in the country. And they believe in the people. And they believe in the right to keep and bear arms. And they believe it's worth dying for if it comes to it. Although, with the numbers that we've got, we wouldn't be the ones dying for it. Our numbers are way, talking about the terrible implements of the soldier, 136 million gun owners. Take whatever percentage you want of that number, and you've got an impressive fighting force. And all combat is going to be based upon the infantry, upon the guerrilla war. It's not going to be based upon what flies and what can be in the holds of planes, because we've tried that and we can't do it. Haven't been able to do it yet. Put us on the ground, things change. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Oh, yeah. Gun grabbers always like it on the other side of the ocean. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Currently out there on the campaign trail and always seemingly to speak to audiences fearful of firearms in the hands of their friends and neighbors. Cankles Clinton says Australia is a good example as she points to a model she wants to emulate in revising our country's gun laws. She says the Australian government, as part of trying to clamp down on the availability of automatic weapons, offered a good price for buying hundreds of thousands of guns. Then they were basically clamped down going forward. The man that Clinton wants to succeed, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, noted Australia imposed very severe, tough gun laws, and they haven't had a mass shooting since. The president invokes the country's restrictive laws so often that at recent Guns in America town hall on CNN, host Anderson Cooper pointed out you praise their policies over and over again. Over and over. So right about now is the time to tell Buffalo Barack and his likely successor that the policies they so admire have been largely flouted and that Australia remains a mostly peaceful country despite a foolish and intrusive legal tantrum that is fueling the growth of a large black market served by organized crime. They tout this 1996 gun buyback that was actually a compensated confiscation of self-loading rifles, self-loading shotguns, and pump-action shotguns in response to the Port Arthur mass shooting. The seizure took around 650,000 firearms out of civilians' hands and tightened the rules on legal acquisition and ownership of weapons going forward. As a result, concluded one academic assessment, suicide rates did not fall, though there was a shift toward less use of guns, continuing a very long-term decline. Homicides continued a modest decline, taking into account the one-time effect of the Port Arthur massacre itself. The share of murders committed with firearms declined sharply. Over other violent crimes, such as armed robbery, continued to increase, but again with fewer incidents that involved firearms. Australia was largely a peaceful country, and they simply remained peaceful, with alternative weapons sometimes adopted in places of guns by those who weren't so well-intentioned. What the law couldn't do, what prohibitions can never accomplish, was eliminate demand for that was forbidden. And demand has an inescapable habit of generating sources of supply. If that demand can't be legally satisfied, it will be met through black market channels. I point to you the war on drugs, for example. In Australia, part of the supply of banned firearms comes from a defiance of the original prohibition. The Sporting Shooters Association of Australia estimates compliance with the buyback at 19%. Other researchers agree. In a white paper on the results of gun control efforts around the world, Franz Szasznar, a professor of criminology at the University of Vienna, Austria, gives examples of large-scale noncompliance with the ban. He points out in Australia, it is estimated that only about 20% of all banned self-loading rifles have been given up to the authorities. That defiance was mostly on the part of peaceful citizens who just didn't want to bend their knees to politicians, and it was 20 years ago. What about the bagged actors supposedly targeted for disarmament by the government? Now, days ago, Australia's Peter Dutton, Minister of Immigration and Border Protection, Michael Keenan, Minister for Justice, held a joint press conference to announce, "We don't tolerate gun smuggling in Australia, and we know outlaw motorcycle gangs are engaged in it. We've been keen to send the strongest possible message from Canberra that we're not going to tolerate people smuggling in guns or smuggling in gun parts. You'd appreciate that even one smuggled gun can do an enormous amount of damage." When they announce they don't want to tolerate something, it's a fair bet that something is completely out of hand. The Adelaide Advertiser conceded a few years ago that police admit they cannot eradicate a black market that is peddling illegal guns to criminals. Motorcycle gang members and convicted criminals barred from buying guns in South Australia have no difficulty obtaining illegal firearms, including fully automatic weapons. Most recently, the country's New Daily gained access to previously unpublished data for firearm offenses and reported a surge in crime, including a massive 83% increase in firearm offenses in New South Wales between 2005-2006. And 2014-2015, and an even bigger jump in Victoria over the same period. The report says Australians may be more at risk from gun crime than ever before, with the country's underground market of firearms ballooning in the past decade. The national ban on semi-automatic weapons following the Port Arthur massacre has spawned criminal demand for handguns. Much as the mafia and other organized criminal outfits rose to power, wealth, and prominence by supplying illegal liquor during prohibition in the United States, outlaw motorcycle gangs in Australia appear to be building international connections and making money by supplying guns to willing buyers. Ah, gosh. See, if they hadn't had that example in front of them to consider, all these politicians need to look outside their own fence. But it's sort of like they looked at America's experience and said, what the land down under really needs is its own Al Capone, but Mad Max style with leather and a hog. Whenever you enable organized crime, they don't know any boundaries. Australia's criminal gangs supply not just pistols, but weapons up to and including rocket launchers, some of which have ended up in terrorist hands. Police have only ever recovered one of the 10 rocket launchers, a report notes, in the wake of an incident involving a bikie, meaning a bike gang member. Now, items like a rocket launcher would come from a specialized source. Thefts of guns from the Australian Defense Forces accounts for a steady stream of weapons falling into the hands of criminals. The military source guns have been linked to crimes including murder. But like American bootleggers who supplemented smuggled booze with bathtub gin, Australia's organized criminal outfits have learned the joy of DIY production. A South Australian man was arrested in 2012 for manufacturing guns, including submachine guns, for criminals. A year later, a New South Wales jeweler was busted for cranking up to 100 of perfectly constructed MAC-10 machine guns for motorcycle gang members. Australia is a generally peaceful country with a 2014 murder rate of 1 per 100,000. Overall homicide rate, including manslaughter, of 1.8. Pretty good. But they were already on their way there, just like we're on our way there. Our crime is down at a 20-year low. Why? We need to be asking Clinton and Obama why we would risk our current success at reducing violent crime with an Australian policy that has succeeded most obviously at fueling the rise of a down-under mafia, awaiting only the obvious rise of an armaments Al Capone. We lived through Prohibition once. We don't have to emulate Australia's mistake. We'll be right back.
Other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Multitasking. I love it so. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In the United Kingdom, which is another country that the president would like to be like, their security services have quietly acquired the details of every single person in the UK with access to firearms, and they put them all on a single database with known terrorists on it as well. So now, everybody that owns a gun, Even with a licensed gun. To have a gun in Britain, you do have to have a license to get it. So you get a license, and then you end up on a database with known terrorists. Hidden away in the middle of the government's draft investigatory powers bill, a snooper's charter designed to legalize mass surveillance of innocent law-abiding residents was a startling admission dressed up as a case study. This is referred to as the BPD case study, preventing access to firearms. Terrorist attacks in Mumbai in 2008 and the more recent shootings in Copenhagen and Paris in 2015 highlight the risk posed from terrorists gaining access to firearms. To help manage the risk of UK-based subjects of interest accessing firearms, the intelligence agencies match data about individuals assessed to have access to firearms with records of known terrorists. To achieve this, the security and intelligence agencies acquire the details of all these individuals, even though the majority will not be involved in terrorism and therefore will not be of direct intelligence interest. This allowing the matching to be undertaken at scale and pace and more comprehensively than individual requests could ever to achieve. Completing such activities enabled the intelligence agencies to manage the associated risks to the public. So, in other words, the end justifies the means. All new members of Home Office approved rifle clubs have their personal details, name, address, telephone number, and so on, transmitted to the police by the club. This data transmission is a condition of clubs securing Home Office approval, which is a legal status that allows non-firearm certificate holders to handle firearms and shoot at club events. Once that information is received by the police, it is run through the same databases used to vet firearm and shotgun certificate holders. The police national computer, local force intelligence databases such as STORM, the police national database, and special branches records. Police forces typically make no response to applicants or clubs unless a person's history returns a hit. Although the Home Office's intent with this system was to allow rifle clubs to work together with police in managing risks associated with new members, in one case where UK Shooting News author was involved as a club secretary, all the Metropolitan Police would say is we would not grant this person an FAC, despite repeated questioning. Turned out the prospective member in question had accepted a caution for ABH, whatever that is, when he was 18, having been caught up in a mass pub brawl. There's been no indication until now that these records were ever stored beyond their first use, much less handed over wholesale to the security services for surveillance and bulk processing purposes. What does that sound like? What does that remind you of? Nowhere in the literature is there any indication that data handed over will be used for big data analytics projects, merely the blanket get-out-of-jail-free policing purposes disclaimer, which every applicant must agree to. I don't care what they're saying about it. They've got it. They're going to retain it, and they can do whatever they want with it whenever they get a chance to, if that's what they want to do. And even though they may be discovered doing it, and they may be stopped later on down the road, right now they're abusing their power. In the UK right now, an estimated, a conservative estimate of the number of people that these categories cover suggests the numbers run into millions, meaning that slightly more than 1 in 65 of the entire UK population is now on a state database alongside known terrorists. Why would that be something they need to do? That seems confusing to me. Moreover, the existence of a single database with personal details of people who can lay their hands on legal firearms is an instant target for hackers working in concert with organized crime, terrorists, or even foreign state actors. The very fact that it exists makes every member of the licensed firearms community less safe and more exposed to criminals and terrorists. It only takes one transposed row in a database, one partly corrupted file, or one uninterested data entry clerk making a typing error to destroy an innocent life forever. This is clearly too much power concentrated in one place and it needs to be destroyed. This is what you get. Like in New York when that newspaper, the Rochester newspaper, printed the names and addresses of everybody with a pistol permit. Because in New York State, you have to have one of those just to own a gun. They printed all of that. And then these people turned around and printed their names and addresses and everything else. And, of course, then they wanted armed guards. Or like in California, where they already have pre-crime, but they also have a list of people. They have lists of, they have a gun confiscation squad where they take, they rob from the background check system, the money allocated for the background check system, to fund the gun confiscation squad to go out and take guns from people for whatever reason they need. And in California, it can be just about anything. It can be spitting on the sidewalk. So, this is what you get when you have a bunch of lists. The whole thing, well, Bill, why do you care about expanded background checks? Well, that would create one big registry list, just like the one they have in the UK. And then with that registry list, somebody like Obama would come along with somebody like Kerry in place and somebody like Clinton in place and somebody like Lynch in place. And every one of us that's on that registry would be listed as a potential terrorist. And then because there's Obamacare, they'd be looking to see if we ever took, I don't know, aspirin. And then they claim that we're a mental health risk, and then we lose our rights. It's not that, and this is me being conservative about this. I'm not even taking it as far as I could. We must resist the lists. At all costs, we must resist the lists. So, never a dull moment, right? Before we flip into the next hour, I saw this. A college dean in Texas is saying that all of the bluster and passion right now is irrelevant, according to an associate dean in Arkansas, He said, if you really think there are no guns on college campuses in Texas or elsewhere because there's a law that forbids having guns on campus, you're mistaken. This is according to Eric Gilbert, an associate dean and history professor at Arkansas State University. He said that students bringing concealed weapons onto campuses illegally, they already do that. He said campus carry laws, which have sparked contentious debates in Texas, Missouri, Alabama, and Georgia, among other states, won't affect the safety of students, professors, and faculty that much. If those illegally armed students were not moved to violence by the content of your course or the statements of their fellow students, seems highly improbable that a new group of legally armed students will prove to be more volatile or violence-prone than their scofflaw peers. I love logic. In a strange way, this should be very encouraging that gun owners with a concealed handgun permit are extremely law-abiding, and, you know, for the people on college, it would be an asset to have them on the college campus because they'll be very, very polite and everything else. And they carry responsibly, haven't posed a threat on campus. His overarching theme concerns flawed risk assessment. Talking about guns on campus gives students and staff anxiety. The possibility that someone could invade a refuge of intellectual pursuit with a gun in the attempt to harm is alarming. However, he points out that there's already guns there. Rightfully so. That part of it, there is no doubt about it. And accidents and unintentional harm, concerns about that are legitimate. But do a little bit of investigation, you find out how rare those are too. So the future is now, as he says. Even with guns on campus, the threat to higher education is minimal. And not much of a change at all from the present. Coming up next, Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.